We thank the Lord for another day that we have never seen before. We thank him for life, health, and strength, for victory over the enemy, for victory over sin. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. I thank the Lord how he continues to shield and protect us from seen and unseen dangers, and giving us another opportunity to seek him while he yet may be found. We've been talking and continuing to talk about spiritual warfare, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm going to have a prophet who's going to come forth with the word as the Lord leads. But before he comes forth, I want to talk to you guys briefly about Revelation in the first, the very first chapter of Revelation. I know it's like, oh my gosh, Pastor, it's in Revelation. And we're going to talk just briefly on the very first scripture of Revelation, because as we know, the days are continuing to get evil and evil, and you become to walk in the days as the days of Noah and the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. But the Lord said we are not to fret ourselves because of evildoers, neither be envious of workers of iniquity. So we're not going to sit and watch people who are being prosperous in their way of working iniquity. But the Lord says that he warns us, and he chastens those that he loves, and he continues to pour his spirit upon those who desire him when we seek him with our whole heart. So in Revelation, in the first chapter, I just want to stress to those people that are still continually to be in the spiritual warfare, and that the Lord says that those who endure to the end, they shall be saved, and that the race is not given to the swift, nor battle to the strong, but we must endure and overcome. The overcomers shall see God. Now here in the very first verse of the very first chapter of Revelation, the Lord says, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Now, before a prophet comes forth, I want to expound on this text briefly. Now, here the revelation of Jesus Christ is effective communication, okay? It is so important that we continue to stay prayed up. There's no special way to pray except for the Lord has showed us in the book of Matthew, where he said we are to hallow the Lord's name. We're to walk in forgiveness as he has forgiven us, in repentance. And to really, what we do it with our whole heart, with the relinquishment unto Christ, knowing that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So the revelation of Jesus Christ, he said, which God gave unto him. So God gave the revelation to Jesus Christ, then to show unto his servants the things that are shortly to come, which is the will of God. Then he sent, Lord Jesus sent, and signified this will by his angels, who were the messengers. All right, so the angels delivered it, and he delivered it to John, which is the significance as an apostle, as a disciple, as a prophet of the Most High God, to communicate the will and purpose of the Most High God to the people. So for those of you who are warfare buffs and you're all into spiritual warfare and fighting a good fight, here is we can refer back to what thus saith the Lord. Because the Bible tells us that his sheep hear his voice and will not hearken to another. And we cannot sit here after being warned and then blame God if we get slaughtered because we fail to walk in the authority that is given by the Spirit of truth. Okay? So we bear record of the word and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. Okay? This is important because the Bible tells us, even in the other books of Revelation, I believe it's Revelation chapter 12, he said, yes, in verses 13, that said that we overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death. So we have to bear record of this word within us. And yes, we heard about letting our light so shine that men and women will see our good works, glorify our Father in heaven. This is our reasonable service, okay? Of all things that he saw, and he said, blessed is he that readeth and he that hear the words of prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, because he said the time is at hand. And the Lord had given us the instructions even through this and communicated with us so that we can be prepared. And he gave the word through the angels, the messengers, in regards to the seven churches, all right? So it's important that we read and understand the revelation of Jesus Christ and that we're prepared, we're ready for Jesus to bring forth his will upon our lives. We do not want to be caught unawares. We can't say, well, I don't know what's going on, and be like them that are blind leading the blind. And you know, it's time to recognize that Jesus is not keeping anything from us. This word is very simple to walk in and to walk in obedience, okay? It's important that we walk in effective communication with the Most High, and we pray and give supplication so that we're not lazy in our spiritual lives and our spiritual walk and talk, but also that even when we're studying this word, again, we come back to effective communication when there's something that you don't understand and that you're saying, Lord, I want to apply this word to my life, but teach me your will. Teach me your precept. And it starts here. The will of God said it started with the communication. Okay, to communicate it with the Father to the Son, and then he gave it on trickle down, even through the angels, and then to his servants, okay? So it is not that he's hiding something, okay? There's no great big mystery. There's many people that tell you that this is a secret thing, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. The mystery is right here, and is ready to be revealed to those who are willing to seek after his face. It's so simple. The Lord don't make it complex for his children that he has created to find him. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. Not who is seeking after his hand, not sitting up there going to man, this person, that person, being caught up in every wave of doctrine just because this thing is going on here and this thing is going on here. If you humble yourself and seek his face and repent and turn from your wicked ways, he will hear and from heaven and heal the land and heal your heart, mend the brokenness, deliver captives, set them free. So simple. Okay, so if you're hearing any other thing, the Bible tells us in Galatians to believe it not. All right, but we're going to have prophet come forth with the word. Bless the Lord.
Amen. We thank Jesus and we thank Pastor for being obedient to Jesus to deliver the words that she spoke this morning. Because we have to be about our Father's business. Regardless of what you think, if you're not doing what what Jesus wants you to do, ain't nothing you doing. My dad said all the time, that's not nothing you doing. He said that growing up. Man, it seemed like how much you work, he always said, ain't nothing you doing. It gets you to work even harder. And I mean, I'll get you to be more motivated. But if you're not doing things that Christ wants you to do, that's not nothing you're doing. You might just do something else. Because you're not doing what Christ has called you to do. But we're going to continue to go forward. And we thank Jesus today because this is the day that he has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. And it's a beautiful thing. That's why I just laugh sometimes because Pastor and I, we don't talk before we come in regards to what we want to deliver in regards to a message. But the message always line up, because when you're the body of Christ, you're always in unity. You're always in unity. And I had a dream last night, and I didn't know anything in regards to what I was going to speak, because I didn't even know I was going to speak what the pastor said. But in the dream, it's just coming alive right now in the dream, because it was all gathered together. It was a whole lot of people gathered together, and for some reason, they were gathered together, and I'm not going to go into all the details of the dream. But I'm going to let you know, as they gathered together like in a dream, this is not no well seminar that I'm about to speak. This is not no seminar, good feeling seminar, but and it was I was delivered like I was delivered in my dream, pretty much. You have to walk worthy. Walk worthy of the calling, because it was a lot of people that were assembled, and there were pastors, there was teachers, there was apostles, and they were going forth, and they were prestige high people that were in our callings. There were singers out there, there was different people in there, and they were looking at me, waiting for a word. The word I have for you today is walk worthy of your calling. I'm going to go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. I therefore, start with the first verse. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bear with one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Let's stop right here. Let's get it all straight. When I'm talking about walking worthy of what you're called, I'm talking about the calling of Christ. I'm talking about what Christ has called you to do. And some of you have to look back a long ways, because some of you have been in the faith for a while. But are you walking worthy of your calling? Are you doing the will and purpose of Christ? Or have you took down your standards to the standards of the world? Are you still believing that the principles of Christ are the right way? Or some kind of way have you lost faith in the belief that money, power, respect, or what the world is doing is better than what Christ wants you to do? Because this is where we're standing at. We're standing in judgment right now, as men and women of God. We're standing in judgment. And while we're standing in judgment, we need to recognize that first we must go back to doing what Christ has called us to do, walking worthy of the calling that Christ has called us to do. And stop being caught up in these cares of this world. Stop believing and trusting what man is saying. Stop doing what you see celebrities and actresses doing. Stop doing what you see R&B stars singing as a singer. Sing for the uplift of the kingdom of God. Stop trying to be popular, trying to do what the world is doing, trying to sell albums. It's not about selling albums. It's about getting the word of God out through music. And this is what compels men and women to come to Christ, is music. It's an anointing in men's and women's voice that gets people compelled to come to Christ. Use it for the uplifting of the kingdom until the kingdom is set down. Now, let's speak in regards to what Jesus did. Let's go to the seventh verse. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he left captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. Ninth verse. Now that he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? Who descended also the one who ascended far above all things that he might fill all things. And he gave some to be what? Apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for edifying the body of Christ. So we must walk worthy of the calling. Jesus has already paved the way. He already paved the way. And he said that we should be in these callings. But it's not one thing. It's one thing to be in his callings, but it's another thing to be operating in your calling. Going forth, standing tall, walking worthy of your calling. And a lot of people say, okay, how do you walk worthy of your calling? How do you do this?
You seek Christ daily. It's not by your power. It's not by your might. It's by what? His Spirit. You must allow His Spirit to reign in your life. And how do you allow the Spirit to reign in? How do you allow the Spirit to reign? People, if you ask that question, you must have the Holy Spirit. You must have the Holy Spirit. Without His Spirit, there's nothing going to reign. Just like I said at the beginning. If you're not doing it for Christ, and you don't have Christ in your life, there's nothing you're doing. It's impossible to walk worthy of what Christ has called you to do if you don't have the Spirit. So receive His Spirit. Ask Him to give you the Spirit of God. Ask Him to give you the Holy Spirit. Because without His Spirit, you cannot do anything. But let's go down 4 to 18 verse. Having an understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Being past feelings, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. So we can't go with the principles of this world. We cannot go by the principles of this world. We must make sure that we go by the principles of Christ and walk worthy of what Christ has called you to do. And a lot of you know you've been called. Know you've been called to do things, and you know, deep down inside, you know that you're doing the wrong thing. But at this point, you're like, how do I change? How do I change? I've been doing it this way for so long. How can I go back? The word is simple. Repent. Repent of your sins and go back to your first love. Ask Jesus for leadership and guidance in your life. Fast, pray, seek the Lord. Listen to the counsel that's around you. Sometimes there's counsel right around you, and you don't listen to the counsel that's right around you because you're so ignorant and so full of yourself, some of you out there, that you won't even listen to the counsel. That's right in front of you. And that's what the adversary wants you to be. He wants you to be bullheaded. He wants you to be self-centered. He wants you to operate in vanity, self-centered, greed. But Jesus wants you to be humble. Seek after His face. Be able to listen to anybody. A child can speak with you and give you the word if you listen to him. And Jesus wants us to come to Him as a child as it is. But we must walk worthy of what Christ has called us to do. Let's go forth a little bit down here. And if indeed you have heard Him, have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conduct, the old man with grows corrupt, according to the deceit lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. How do you be renewed in the spirit of your mind? How is that possible? To be renewed in the spirit of your mind? By praising, rejoicing. Jesus said what? He said, the joy of you, what? The joy of Christ is your strength. Praise and lift up the name of Jesus. You don't have to be in a church to lift up the name of Jesus. Give Him praise wherever you are. Give Him honor, give Him glory. Seek after Him and ask Him for leadership and guidance. Even when you're reading your word, ask Jesus what you need to do in regards to the word. Where you need to go. Like, Jesus, where I need to go in the word today? What do I need to speak? What do I need to speak into people's lives? Just walking worthy of the calling that Christ has called you to do. Now let's look at the revelation of this thing. Because Jesus, He operates in revelation. And the revelation that you're trying to get out of this is stand tall for Christ. And I know it's difficult. And I know it's a difficult task to stand tall in Christ. With all the situations, all the circumstances that's going on right now, it's a tall task. I'm sorry, but it's a very tall task. But we must know where our help comes from. Now, help comes from Christ. It comes from Christ. But let's read this scripture again. And He gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to measure the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we shall no longer be children tossed to and fro, be carried away with every wind and doctrine, but the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting. trying to do. He's trying to plot against the saints of God. He's trying to push us into a corner so much that we say, okay, we're not worthy. We're not worthy of our calling. Or we feel like we're worthy, but we just not going to say nothing. We're just going to just let it ride. Or I know I've been called to be an apostle. I know I've been called to be a prophet. I know I've been called to be a teacher. But guess what? I'm not going to say nothing. Because I'm too scared. I just don't want to be part of what's going on. We cannot do that. We must stand tall and walk worthy. Give people the word. People need the word. They need to receive what Christ has for you in their life to speak into their lives. If you are an apostle and you go back into a corner or you speak things of man's wisdom instead of Jesus' wisdom and God's wisdom through the Spirit of God, what are you doing? You put yourself into judgment. Not only that, Jesus has to get someone else to do the work that you're not doing. But speak the truth in love. But speaking the truth in love, 15 verse, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head of Christ, who is the head of Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supply according to the effective works by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for edifying itself in love. So whatever you do, do it in love. So much things are done in hatred. So much things is done with so much compassion, but the compassion is not of Christ. It's the compassion of the world. When you're speaking, you live in the word, even if you know someone is in sin, even if you know someone's going along the wrong path, you do it in love. If you're walking worthy of the calling of Christ, you don't do it with hatred. This is why people fall away from Christ. Because people that are in positions saying that they're walking worthy of Christ, when they deliver the word, they deliver it in hate. And the ones that are in sin, guess what? They're not pricked in the heart to repent. They're pricked in the heart to move away from Christ even more. When he said that, I'm just done. I know I'm a drunk. I know I drank and so forth. But the way he just threw off on me today, forget it. I'm just so hurt. Because it wasn't done in love. I know I'm a fornicator. I know I may be this and that, this and that. I know I'm in sin. But the way he delivered the word, or he or she delivered the word, is I don't want no part of that. Because if that's Christ, the way he's delivering that word, the way he's speaking, or he or she's speaking, I don't want no part of that. When the disciples delivered the word, when Jesus delivered the word, they still delivered the word in love. Even when they all went ready to stone, he wrote, he said, what? Those without sin, let them cast the what? Let them cast the first stone. He didn't agree with them. Yes. She is a sinner, yes. She committed adultery, yes. Nasty lady she is. Let's all stone her. She should be stoned, but I'm going to tell her the word. But you should be stoned. Look how many you with. Now, he didn't throw off on her. He said, where are your accusers? If they're not going, I'm not going to accuse you. Repent and go forth. It was all done in love. People that are in sin don't need to be just told how bad they are. Because we're all sinners, come short of the glory of God. By you sitting there drilling somebody, telling them how bad they are you walking worthy of your calling? Because you feel so good that you feel like you're up here in a pulpit or wherever you're going, you feel like you're so high-minded. And you're probably doing the same thing they're doing. Lots of you are doing it. Sitting there saying, don't go out and drink. But you're drinking more beer than they are. But you still feel so confident and so full of yourself when you're up there saying about this and that. And a lot of you are doing the same thing they're doing. That's not walking worthy of your calling. That's not standing up for Christ. You can't do the same things that the world is doing. You cannot. Yes, we have an advocate with the Father for our sins. But that don't mean we go out and just sin. Don't mean that we do the things that the world is doing. That's not walking worthy of your calling. So it's extremely important that we walk worthy of the calling that Christ has called, and for some reason, Lord, he came this way, and I'm just going to leave it like that. We cannot take down for the enemy. We cannot take down for sin. But we have to stand tall, especially in the times and the seasons that we are in. We are in some perilous times right now. I can't express this enough. And there's so many men and women of Christ that just, they don't know which way to go. They just don't. But there's so much warfare that's going on. And if you're not standing worthy of your calling, and you're not walking in your calling, guess what? You're going to be swallowed up by this world. You're going to be swallowed up by this world system. And you're not going to be effective in doing anything for Christ. Because you're going to feel like, okay, I cannot do it. It's just, I feel like I'm out there by myself. I just don't feel comfortable doing it. I'm just fearful because of people. What they're going to say, what they're going to do, what they're going to do to me. And that's what we're coming to a society that. If you stand up for Christ and you stand up for the word of God, guess what? Jesus said, this is a suffering way. It's going to be what? Persecution. You're going to be persecuted. This is no great breaking news. This is part of it. It's a suffering way. In the same way the disciples suffered, same way that Jesus suffered, if you walk worthy of your calling, you're going to suffer. People are not going to like it the way that you're saying. That's why you have to do it in love. That way they can't say, well, this, well, that. No, you did it in love. You gave the word and you left it there. But we're going to have Pastor come up and she's going to close us out and give us the word that the Lord has given us.
Well, we thank God for that word, and we receive it, hide it in our hearts. Just one particular thing before we close out. For those who are tuned into the broadcast, Prophet summed up some of those things where we talk about a suffering way. One thing I say to those of you who are tuned in is that you cannot go on a feeling. We talked about it briefly. You're never going to feel like doing the word in this time, in this season, and with the demonic forces that we're wrestling against, okay? Remember we said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. You can't wait until you're feeling a strong presence of the Lord, because now with all of the what's going on in this world, it's a blessing and it's a privilege to really be in the Lord's manifest presence where he is really, really upon you. And the enemy wants to come in and try to make you think that you ought not go forth because you don't feel like his spirit is with you and you don't feel like he's leading you to do this. And it seems sometimes like, oh, and he tries to bring confusion when the Lord said he's not the author of confusion. So just to encourage you out there that, you know, we've been telling you to do the will and purpose of Christ, and it's important to understand that that there is power in obedience. Just having the will and the intent to do his will, to do his purpose, and that's why we pray to seek the Lord, to know what his will is, but even just to speak a word and to say, you know what, Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. Well, maybe you should seek the Lord on that situation, but don't give up. Speak those things that be not as though they are. And recognize that what is in us will come out when we have a heart to do, to be obedient and to walk in the obedience and to do. If we love the Lord, then we will do his commands. That we love him with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul, and that we love our neighbors as ourselves. These commands are so simple. And then if we really love him with all our heart, then we will obey what thus saith the Lord. And walk in that obedience and walk in that authority. And that is so simple, not complex at all. And surrender completely to his will. And that's when we say, well, we love not our lives to the death, because we know we have been purchased with a price. We have been redeemed by the Lord. blood of Jesus Christ. So we surrender, we decrease so that it's no longer us, but it's Christ that lives within us. And if you don't know anything else, we say to die is gain, but to live is Christ. And that means that we are dying in the flesh so that Christ is the one moving and having his being within us by his spirit. Okay? But if you have